Hallelujah, my brothers and my sisters. Worthy is the Lamb. As the choir was singing, I could just imagine now that the assignment has been completed. Jesus, the Lamb of God, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and for me. He's sitting there in victory, letting his Father know, I have done what you sent me to do. Worthy is that Lamb to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, our scripture for the morning comes to us from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Coming from the New King James Version, the scripture reads, "Now the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, 'They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him.' Peter therefore went out and the other disciple and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the temple first went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping?' She said to them, 'Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.' Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?' She supposed him to be the gardener, said to him, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned and said to him, 'Rabboni,' which is to say, 'teacher.' Jesus said to her, 'Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.' Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Here we are on this Resurrection Sunday. God, we come together acknowledging your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We acknowledge that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our atoning sacrifice. God, we acknowledge that he was hung high and stretched wide. We acknowledge that he was buried in a borrowed tomb. But we also acknowledge, God, that he got up with all power in his hands. And we come now to worship. We come now to praise his holy name. God, meet us here in this worship experience right now. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to raise us up, just like you raised Jesus up. God, raise us up to newness of life. Raise us up to wholeness and holiness. God, we ask you to have your way now at this time of preaching. God, we ask you to move me out of the way, but increase your presence in me that a word may be spoken that someone needs to hear. Speak, O Lord, so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart may be found acceptable in thy sight. For it's in your name, Jesus, that we pray and ask it all. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, this morning I'd like to focus on the passage of scripture just read in your hearing, but lifting up verses 1 and 2. Now, the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and other disciples whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid." My brothers and my sisters, this morning I'd like to focus on this topic, a new day. A new day. My brothers and my sisters, all of us have experienced difficult days in our lives. Think about where we are now, and think about where we were last year. Think about how COVID-19 came on the scene. Think about how it was played down as a hoax. Think about how it was said that we would be back in our churches by Easter of last year. But that did not happen. And even today, we're still not able to come back as we would like to come back. And in the midst of all of the difficult days that we've had in this last year, we have lost more than 500,000 people in this nation due to COVID-19. In the midst of all that's happened, I believe all of us have lost someone. We know what it's like to lose a loved one. We know what it's like to lose a friend. We know what it's like to lose a churchman. All of us know what it's like to wish for another opportunity to be with them. All of us know what it's like to wish for another opportunity to hear their voice. All of us know what it feels like to have another opportunity to feel their embrace. All of us knows what it feels like to just wish to be in their presence once more, to feel the hope and the joy they bring. My brothers and my sisters, we all know what it's like for us to wish for another opportunity to make up for where we messed up along the way. But even more than this, all of us know what it feels like to have the weight of the world pressing down on our shoulders. And there seems to be no reprieve. My brothers and my sisters, we've been carrying this weight since last year. This time we've been looking at some days where it seemed that all hope was gone. We've been looking at some time where we felt like we just wanted to throw up our hands and give up. But my brothers and my sisters, we're not the only ones to have felt this way. All of these feelings, all of these emotions occurred with the followers of Jesus Christ. And they began on Good Friday over 2,000 years ago. My brothers and my sisters, it was then that our Lord Jesus was tried and convicted in a crooked court. It was then that he was sentenced to death by a tainted jury of his peers. It was then that he was mocked and scourged by Jewish and Gentile sinners. It was then that Jesus was crucified. He died. He was buried. And it all happened on Friday. My brothers and my sisters, that day, the hope of the world was seemingly lost. That day, pain and sorrow of such great loss became surreal. That day, my brothers and my sisters, it looked like his enemies got the victory. That day, it looked as if the devil's plan had succeeded and nothing else could be done. And so John 19, verse 42 records, there they laid Jesus because of the Jews' preparation day. For the tomb was nearby. That day, after he said, it's finished. That day, after he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That day, after he said to the penitent thief, today you will be with me in paradise. That day, when he gave up the ghost, they put him in a borrowed tomb. That was a day that we will always remember. But my brothers and my sisters, I want you to know that a new day was coming. You see, my brothers and sisters, the next day was the Passover. The next day was also the Sabbath, the Jewish day of rest. However, my brothers and my sisters, I don't believe that those who were following Jesus could rest after the horrendous sights they had seen the day before. I don't believe that they could put his suffering out of their minds. I don't believe they could put his pain and sorrow out of their minds. I believe that the day of rest only made his followers more hopeless, but it also made his enemies feel more confident in their victory. But brothers and sisters, a new day was coming. For John declares, now the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She couldn't go Friday evening because Friday evening from sundown until sundown Saturday was considered the Sabbath. So she, being a good Jewish woman, observed the culture of the day. But when sundown came on Saturday, Sister Mary and the other women went and they began to get the spices together. They began to get everything prepared for how they were going to go to the tomb and anoint the body of Jesus so that his dead body would not decay. And so, my brothers and my sisters, this day, the first day of the week, was already a new day. But Mary Magdalene was unaware. And so, my brothers and my sisters, she went to the tomb to weep, as was customary. She went to the tomb to be near the body of the Lord she loved. She went to be there to anoint his body because she was thankful for what the Lord had done for her. I just want to stop right there. Is anybody thankful for what the Lord has done for you today? Is anybody thankful that he gave you the activity of your limbs? Is anybody thankful that he picked you up, turned you around, and placed your feet on solid ground? Is anybody thankful that he lifted up your head and wiped every tear away from your eyes? Is anybody thankful that he saved your soul? Is anybody thankful for what the Lord has done? See, Mary was thankful. She was the one that Jesus had cast 7 demons out of. She was the one that he didn't look at the fact that she was a woman and said, no, you can't be a part of us. But she was the one that he called into discipleship. She was the one who made up her mind that she would follow Jesus in life, and she was going to follow him even in death. But yet, here's Sister Mary, trying on this new day to do things the same old way. My brothers and my sisters, how many of us on this Resurrection Sunday are trying to do things the same old way as well? How many of us are trying to hold on to past memories? How many of us are trying to hold on to past relationships? How many of us are trying to hold on to past successes? How many of us are trying to hold on to past hurts? How many of us are trying to hold on to past pleasures? How many of us are trying to hold on to past pains? How many of us are trying to hold on to past traditions? How many of us are trying to even hold God to the past, thinking that's the only way God works? Some people have said, because of the pandemic, we can't worship like we used to. Yes, we can. Ain't nothing stopping you from opening your mouth. Ain't nothing stopping you from raising your hand. Ain't nothing stopping you from giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise. We may not be able to do it in the building like we were before COVID, but you are still able. I am still able. We are still able to give God the praise. My brothers and my sisters, if we are those people living in days gone by, I want you to know already, God has ushered in a new day. We don't have to go to the back door anymore. We don't have to ride on the back of the bus. My brothers and my sisters, we don't have a door that says for colored only. We don't have a fountain that says for whites only. We don't live in the past. We shouldn't be living in the past, but we should be living in this new day that God has already ushered in. Because in spite of what's going on, in spite of how things look, I want you to know this Sunday morning that all hope is not lost. In spite of how you feel in your body, in spite of what the devil has done, in spite of what the devil's trying to do right now, all of the good in life is not gone. Instead of looking back, my brothers and my sisters, let us begin to look forward for what God is about to reveal. Instead of setting our hopes and our sights on things of the past, instead of looking back at darkness and despair, look at what God has already done to reveal His presence in our lives this new day. Because my brothers and sisters, He's still working. He's still working. Don't be fooled. He's still working. Even in the midst of the division that's happening in this nation, He's still working. Even in the midst of the hatred we might experience, He's still working. Even in the midst of our brokenness, He's still working. Even in the midst of our thoughts and our feelings, He is still working, and He is moving in this new day like He did in the text. Because at this point, God had already raised Jesus from the dead. At this point in the text, God had already rolled the stone away. At this point in the text, God had already fulfilled the words that Jesus had spoken. Remember when He said, go ahead and destroy this building, and I will raise it up on the third day. But my brothers and my sisters, God was about to bring all of this to the attention of the world on this new day. As we look at the text, Mary Magdalene arrived at the tomb early while it was still dark. Have you ever been in a dark situation in your lives? Have you ever been in a dark situation such that what you thought you saw isn't really what was happening? Have you ever been in a dark cloud, in a dark situation where you made a mistake in what you were thinking? Mary Magdalene came while it was dark. She saw the stone rolled away, and then she made the wrong conclusion. It was dark. She didn't fully understand what had happened. And in her confusion, in her grief, she ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple that Jesus loved. And she told them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they laid Him. My brothers and my sisters, she thought the great robbers had come and taken His body. She thought maybe perhaps the religious authorities had come and taken His body to make sure that He would be dead, buried, and kept down in the ground. But whatever she was thinking, she had the wrong conclusion. But she's not the only one that has the wrong conclusion. My brothers and my sisters, because she had the wrong conclusion, she was experiencing a day that was too much to bear. Many of us have those days that are too much for us to bear as well. Many of us go through those situations concerning our wealth. Many of us go through those days concerning our health. Many of us go through those days concerning our relationships. Many of us go through those days just trying to get from Monday to Sunday. Many of us go through those days on the job. Many of us go through those days in our homes. Many of us go through those things, even in the church. And we find ourselves looking for a new day, looking for a new day of political salvation, looking for a new day of financial salvation, looking for a new day of health salvation, looking for a new day to give us peace, a new day to give us hope, a new day to make life worth living. We, like Mary, look for those days, not realizing that we're already in a new day, that the new day has dawned. We're like this many times, my brothers and sisters, because we have made the wrong conclusion about the Lord. We have made the wrong conclusion, thinking that God is somewhere far away, that God doesn't care about what we're going through. We made the wrong conclusion, as if God wants to beat us up, that God wants to beat us down. We made the wrong conclusion that whatever we're going through, we have to exist in this situation, because that's just the way it is. But my brothers and my sisters, I want you to know, we're in a new day. We're in a new day right now, no matter what's going on around us. We're in a new day where we need to trust God. We're in a new day where we need to follow God. We're in a new day where we need to obey God. We're in a new day where we just need to submit to God just as we are. Don't try to get yourself together before you submit to him. Because if that's the case, we'll never get there. We're always going to be working on something within ourselves. But submit to God. He's the one even now that can make the wounded whole. He's the one right now that can put the broken back together again. He's the one right now that can lift us up out of the muck and the miry clay. He's the one right now that can place our feet on a rock to stay. Because there's nothing we've done, we think, or will do that God doesn't already know about. He knows all of our sorrows. He knows all of our failures. He knows all of our fears. But God also knows what we need the most. And because of this, my brothers and my sisters, God will give each of us a new day. He will work things out in his own time and in his own way, just like he did here in this text. But when Peter and the other disciple heard Mary's report, they ran to the tomb. The other disciple got there first. He stooped down. He looked in, but he didn't go in. After Peter arrived at the tomb and went in, the other disciple followed him. They both saw the grave clothes balled up. They both saw the napkin folded up in a place by itself. They both saw that the body of Jesus was not there. And so they concluded, Mary is right. They have taken away the body of the Lord. And we don't know where they laid him. Now, John records the other disciple looked and believed. But Peter, on the other hand, didn't know what to think. My brothers and sisters, many of us are the same today. Some of us believe God's word, and others of us don't know what to do. But my brothers and my sisters, no matter what you and I believe, no matter what we think, I want you to know that God is still ushering in a new day. He's ushering in a day to reveal his grace. He's ushering in a day to reveal his mercy. He's ushering in a day to reveal himself so that we can meet him where we need him the most. Because that's what happened in the tents. Mary stood outside crying. Mary stood outside weeping. Mary looked in. And when she looked in, this time, she saw something. Because before, she just made the assumption because the entrance was open that his body had been stolen. But now, she looked in and she saw two angels. Let everything be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. And so they ask her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" And so she began to say, "They have taken away my Lord. We don't know where they laid him." And while she was saying this, and Jesus appeared, standing behind her, and Jesus asked her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" And she looked at him, she thought he was the Lord. And she said, "Sir, if you're taking away the body of my Lord, tell me where you're taking him." My brothers and my sisters, Jesus showed up when she was at her deepest point of agony. He showed up for her to let us know that he will show up for us when we are forlorn. He will show up for us when we've given up. He will show up for us when we feel that our joy and peace have been lost forever. He will show up in the midst of our fears. He will show up in the midst of our tears. He will show up and usher in a new day that won't leave us the same. Because my brothers and sisters, there's something about it. When the Lord calls our name, when the Lord calls our names to let us know I'm with you in the midst of your despair, when he calls our names to let us know I'm with you now to renew your hope, when he calls our names to let us know he's with us now to restore our joy. Something about the way he calls our names, my brothers and my sisters, that turns our lives around like it did Mary here in this text. As I get ready to sit down, maybe Sister Mary was crying about a day of suffering. Maybe she was crying about a day of loss and grief. But my brothers and my sisters, when Jesus called her name, he turned her mourning into dance. And when he called her name, he ushered in a day of hope. When he called her name, he ushered in a day of victory. When he called her name, he ushered in a new day of joy that would be confirmed. confirmed by him himself. My brothers and my sisters, when he called her name, she responded, Rabboni. She responded, teacher. She responded, my Lord and I command you, just as we are right now. In these times where we've been having the social distance from one another, can't hug one another the way we want to hug one another. I believe Sister Mary just wanted to run and hug Jesus. I believe she wanted to hold on to it a little while longer. I believe she wanted to love on it, just like we want to love on one another. But Jesus said, no, no, no. We can't go back. I haven't ascended to my Father. Don't cling to me. But what I want you to do is I want you to go. I want you to go and tell my disciples that I am ascending to my Father, to their Father. I am ascending to my God and to their God. My brothers and my sisters, Jesus ushered in a new day. But he don't want us to keep that blessing to ourselves. My brothers and my sisters, he wants us this day and every day going forward to declare to the world that God is not dead, but he is alive. And the reason I know he's alive is because he lives in me. I want to tell the world that a new day has come. I want to let the world know that the new day is here. I want to let the world know that the new day is available to everybody. On this Resurrection Sunday, let us tell the world our hope is not dead in a tomb. On this Resurrection Sunday, let us tell the world our salvation is not dead in a tomb. On this Easter Sunday, let us tell the world our forgiveness is not dead in a tomb. On this Resurrection Sunday, let it be known they didn't steal him. Let it be known. They didn't come and take him away. But on this Resurrection Sunday, let it be known that the God we serve sent Jesus on assignment, and he went to the cross on assignment. He was buried in a borrowed tomb on assignment, but that same God rose the stone away. That same God gave Jesus new life and raised him from the dead. And so now on this new day, let us declare he is risen. He is risen indeed. He's risen indeed to give us hope. We thought hope was gone, but hope is here now. He's risen to let us see that God majors in what seems impossible for us. He was resurrected to show us that all things are possible with God. And it just didn't stop on the first Resurrection Sunday, but God is still working even right now to usher in this new day. All we need to do is see that this new day is here. And it's here right now. Jesus rose to show us that the cross didn't and couldn't destroy him. He rose to show us that the grave could not keep him. He rose to show us that death could not contain him. He rose to show us that the devil could not get the victory. He rose to show us he still has almighty power. He rose to show us he still has all authority. He rose to show us that we can get up because he got up. He rose to show us we can have victory because he got the victory. He rose to show you, to show me that we have a new day. We can't go back. We don't need to go back to what the things were before Good Friday. But my brothers and my sisters, live in this new day, keeping our eyes focused on Jesus, the perfecter and the pioneer of our faith. And he will usher us into a new day like he did with Mary, because he empowered her to be a witness. And just as he empowered her to be a witness and to carry the word, so he's doing the same with us today. Let us be empowered to witness for him. Let us be empowered to live for him. Let us be empowered to run and tell everybody, I have seen the Lord. And not only have I seen the Lord, but he has changed my life. Let us run and tell the world what the Lord will do. Don't you know, on this new day, he'll give us light in the midst of darkness. On this new day, he will give us hope in the midst of despair. On this new day, he will bring healing in the midst of our brokenness. On this new day, he will give us forgiveness in the midst of our failures. But also on this new day, he will give us sin. He will give us salvation in the midst of our sins. He will give us his grace and his mercy, so we can be his witnesses today and every day and usher in a new day to praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our risen King. Thank God for this new day.
Yeah. Try him and see.
that the blood will give him the victory. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come to you this morning on this Resurrection Sunday, thanking you for this new day. God, we come thanking you for loving us so much that you were willing to allow your body to be broken. You were willing to allow your blood to be shed. You were willing to take our sins upon yourself. You did it all just for me. You did it for each and every one of us. God, you didn't wait for us to get right to do it. But you did it so we could get right. So right now, dear Lord, look down on us, but don't leave us as you find us. Look down on us. God, we ask you to mend our broken hearts. Look down on us. God, soothe our troubled minds. Look down on us. God, heal our wounded and broken spirits. Look down on us. God, where we go astray, bring us to the right path. Look down on us. God, stir up the gift in us. God, give us that peace which surpasses all understanding. Give us joy unspeakable and full of glory. But God, give us the strength to walk according to your will and according to your way. God, embolden our witness from this day forward that we gladly share. I have seen the Lord, and the Lord rules and abides within me. Let us be witnesses that the same God who saved me is able to save you. Let us be witnesses that if we call on the name of the Lord, he will show up when we need him the most. So God, we ask you to continue to have your way in this new day. Continue, oh God, in the lives of those who continue to serve on the front lines. Continue, oh God, in the lives of those who continue to do your work of ministry, God, wherever that may be, God, continue in the lives of your people everywhere. God, let your light be seen so that others may glorify our every thought. Lord, we ask you to just have your way today and every day in our lives and through our lives. So, God, that when it's all said and done, you get the glory, the honor, and the praise. And now, God, just as you did with Mary, we ask you to do with all who are going through bereavement right now. God, we ask you to lift up their heads and wipe every tear away from their eyes. God, we ask you now, whatever the situation, we ask you to turn our mourning into dancing. God, we ask you to turn our weeping into worship. God, we ask you to turn our situations around so that in the end, God, you get all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Now, God, because we have faith to believe that you're going to do, we're not going to wait till we see the end results to praise you, but we're going to praise you in the name of the Father. We're going to praise you in the name of the Son. And we're going to praise you in the name of the Holy Ghost. And the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and my sisters, let us now prepare ourselves for our service of word and table two as we partake of Holy Communion. Our invitation says, Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. And now, my brothers and sisters, our great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity and made covenant to be our sovereign God, brought us to a land flowing with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. By your great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of your Son from the dead, and to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Once we were no people, but now we are your people, declaring your wonderful deeds in Christ, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and your Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." On the day you raised him from the dead, he was recognized by his disciples in the breaking of the bread. And in the power of your Holy Spirit, your church has continued in the breaking of the bread and in the sharing of the cup. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Rise is now, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
I ask you now to get your elements before you so that we can consecrate these elements. This loaf represents the body of Jesus Christ that was broken for our redemption. This wine represents the blood of Jesus that was shed for our salvation. And so now we ask, Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless and consecrate these elements before you and the elements under the sound of my voice. God, we ask you to bless the bread. We ask you to bless the wine. We ask you to bless the bread, the crackers. We ask you to bless the water. God, we ask you to bless these elements which represent the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And then God, as we partake of his body and of his blood, God, we ask you to allow those elements to work on us from the inside out so that when you appear, you will be able to see the image of Christ in each and every one of us. This is my prayer, that these elements will preserve us until the day of your appearing. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. And now, my brothers and my sisters, let us partake of the body and of the blood of Jesus Christ. The body of Christ broken for you. Eat it and be thankful. The blood of Christ shed for you. Drink it and be thankful. brothers and my sisters, let us now prepare for our benediction and our closing prayer. Go forth as God's chosen witnesses to proclaim all you have heard and seen and experienced. We go forth in the name of the risen Christ. Go forth sustained by God's steadfast love. We go forth transformed and transforming. Go forth with shouts of joy. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah, heroes!